to the night before Christmas, and all through the house, and a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Told them the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, and hoped that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Ernest sold off snug in their beds, while visions of silver plums danced to their heads, and Mommy in a kerchief, and I in my cap, and settled our brain for a long winter's nap. From the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed. What's the matter? On way to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shed, and threw up the sash. In the breath of the fallen snow, the baluster of my bed, two objects below. What to my wondering eyes should appear, the miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer with a little old driver, so lively and quick. In a moment, it must be St. Nick, a rapid eagle, as close as they came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. No dasher, no dancer, no prancer, when Wixen and Comet and Cupid and Dunder and Blitzen to the top of the porch. Bud's face and a little round bill that shook when he laughed like a bowl of jelly. Chubby and plumper, a jolly old elf, I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A twist of his tongue gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He had spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. All his pockets then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside his nose, and giving a knock up the chimney, he rose. To a sleigh to a same bit of whistle, and away the elf flew like down of a tizzle. I heard him ask me, and he drew by and said, "Hey, Christmas, well, and all a good night." Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye, honey.